The city of Rutland got word today that it will become Vermont's newest refugee resettlement community. That means Rutland will welcome up to 100 mostly Syrian refugees over the next year. BPR's Nina Keck has details on what happens next.
Lavinia Lamone, president of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, estimates the first families will likely arrive in Rutland by mid-December or early January.
When the biodata comes in from overseas, we'll look for the family that's best suited to start their new life in Rutland.
Stacy Blake, director of community relations with the USCRI, says once the federal budget is approved, they'll begin to hire a staff of three for the Rutland office, begin their training, and arrange for office space. The refugee issue has been a divisive one in Rutland. Many local residents and some city officials have questioned the cost of the program and voiced concerns about the screening process refugees undergo. Rutland Mayor Christopher Lewis has faced stiff criticism for conducting discussions in secret before announcing the proposal in April. Some of that criticism has come from Rutland City Treasurer Wendy Wilton. Wilton says after looking at school budgets in other cities that have taken in refugees, like Burlington, she worries Rutland's education costs will go up significantly.
I'd really like to see us take it slow. My numbers indicate that we could handle, it'd be a little bit of a cost increase, but we could handle it at $25 a year instead of $100 a year. I really think that that could work for Rutland. We could get our arms around that, and we have the capability to do it. But at $100 a year, I think it's going to be tough.
The mayor disputes Wilton's concerns, but the debate in the city has raged on. USCRI's Lavinia Lamone says she believes many of the concerns expressed in Rutland will be put to rest once the refugees begin to arrive.
Obviously, we've been following the debate, and we know there are a lot of supporters here, and there are people with concerns. And we respect those concerns. We think that when people actually meet these people and they're no longer sort of a concept, but a real family, you know, with children and mom and dad and people who've survived the horrors of war and really need a new place to live, that people will get a lot more comfortable with it.
The mayor agrees, but he also admits there will be challenges.
It's not going to be easy. And it's going to be hard work, but as with any challenge, the Rutland community will prove that it's up to the challenge, and this will bring out the best in the community, and we'll come together, wounds will be healed, and we will be a model of refugee resettlement. I'm convinced of that.
Members of Rutland Welcomes, a grassroots organization that formed to assist the refugees, say they're thrilled at the State Department's decision. Member Marcia Castle says they're also ready to help.
We have people standing by to transport folks to school, enrollment, doctor's appointments. We have tutors who are willing to teach adults English. We have tutors who want to read with children. We're just waiting for the word.
Barbara Richter, another volunteer with the group, says they've got truckloads of donated furniture and household items ready to go.
With one phone call, I could mobilize a network of people to come in here and basically take what they need to set up a home.
Since the conflict in Syria began, more than 4.8 million Syrians have had to flee their country. The Obama administration promised to resettle 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this fiscal year. The effort was slow to start, but the U.S. surpassed the president's goal. According to data compiled by the U.S. State Department's Refugee Processing Center, 12,430 Syrian refugees have been resettled in the U.S. since October 1st of last year. They've settled in all but 11 states. No Syrian refugees have been resettled yet in Vermont. Barbara Richter stands in a storage room filled with household items donated for the refugees in Rutland and smiles.
To me, this is the future of the community that I've chosen to be a part of. America has always been a refuge for those in need, and I really see this as the future that we all look for and look to.
Richter says she can only imagine what it would be like to have to leave her home and relocate to a strange and foreign place. I would hope, she says, that a room like this and a group like Rutland Welcomes would be waiting for me at the other end of the journey. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.